The Commercial Medical Cannabis Track and Trace Program, as well as tax revenue options, were the subject of a special meeting in Rio Del on May 24th. There have been a series of meetings and public hearings in Rio Del on the proposed medical cannabis commercial land use regulations, first with the Planning Commission and now with the City Council. Councilmember Jack Thompson, who has repeatedly stated he is opposed to any form of legalizing marijuana, made a motion to stop consideration of the ordinance and send it back to the Planning Commission. Councilmember Deborah Garnes, a strong supporter of the ordinance, was absent that evening. The motion to stop the proposal died for lack of a second from the remaining three council members, and the public hearing continued. A presentation on the state track and trace program provided an overview of the upcoming regulations as well as the county pilot program. The state is implementing the track and trace program in order to track the movement of medical cannabis from cultivation to sale. Track and trace capabilities are needed in order to assess taxes as well. Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell describes the program.
As some of you may know, on a pack of cigarettes, on the bottom there is a stamp that the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco and Firearms uses to track and trace all cigarette sales throughout the state. And that's something that the state will be doing as part of their track and trace program as well. And from what I understand, right now when you go to a dispensary, they have large jars that contain cannabis flowers. They won't be able to do that anymore. They will have to actually individually package and wrap every one of those things so they can track and trace them. Packaging, I think, is going to be a big business that's kind of being overlooked right now. So a lot of people aren't giving a lot of thought to this track and trace program.
The state program is expected to be fully implemented by 2018. The county has initiated a pilot program with the Swiss company SICPA, or SICPA, who provides track and trace services for cigarettes in California. 12 local cultivators have volunteered to participate in the pilot program. All commercial medical cannabis grown and sold will soon be tracked at every stage in a state database administered by the Department of Food and Agriculture. It was noted that the city can implement the commercial medical cannabis regulations and then add in track and trace requirements later on as the state and the county continue to develop their programs. The public hearing then included an overview of tax options for the city if the commercial medical cannabis ordinance is approved. It has been noted repeatedly that the city bears all of the costs associated with the rampant black market in Rio Del without being able to receive any of the benefits of a regulated market, such as tax revenue. The staff report stated that initial conservative estimates of medical cannabis sales would provide a substantial boost to the city's stagnant revenues, possibly into the seven figures range for Rio Del alone. Any tax proposal would need to be approved by the City Council on or before July 5th in order to place it on the November ballot. Caldwell presented a variety of taxing options that have been used in other areas, along with their pros and cons. The Council would need to decide if a medical cannabis tax would be designated for the general fund or specific areas. A general tax requires a simple majority of 50% plus one voter approval to pass, whereas a special tax requires two-thirds of voters to approve. Taxes could be levied as a flat rate against gross receipts, as done in Oakland, or based on the square footage of the operation, as is being considered by the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors. The state is currently considering two competing tax proposals, which would be added above and beyond state sales tax. It was noted that excessive taxes and fees in Colorado and Washington have allowed the black market to thrive despite legalization. The council took the tax proposals under consideration for a future meeting. Video of the meeting, as well as the full council packet of documentation, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be June 7th at 6:30 p.m., where the public hearing on the commercial medical cannabis land use regulations will continue, including a discussion of allowing dispensaries in the town center zone on Wildwood Avenue. June 7th is also the California primary election, so be sure to vote before attending the meeting. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.